Since the war in Ukraine began, Russian troops have taken thousands of Ukrainian children. That's according to Ukraine's top presidential advisor for children's rights and rehabilitation. Some children fleeing occupied territories have been abducted by the Russians. Other children were taken after their parents were killed or imprisoned, and few have been returned home. Joining us now to explain more is Bill Van Esveld. He is Associate Director of the Children's Rights Division at Human Rights Watch. And we're glad you're with us, Bill.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Help us understand the scale of this. How many Ukrainian children have been taken to Russia since the war began?
We don't actually know the total numbers of Ukrainian kids who were taken to Russia. The Russians have reported it's in the hundreds of thousands, actually. The Ukrainian National Information Service, though, they're reporting more than 16,000. I can't confirm those numbers, but we're pretty confident it is at least in the thousands.
Who are these Ukrainian children, and where did they come from?
The cases that I've been trying to follow are children who are actually in children's institutions, often mislabeled orphanages, mislabeled because, in fact, the majority of children who are in these Ukrainian children's facilities have parents with full parental rights who are alive and fine. The reason the kids were in those institutions in the first place is because the parents were in difficult life circumstances, the children had a disability. Many of those institutions were in areas that came under Russian military control. They were taken over by Russian forces in fighting before those institutions could be evacuated. We've seen reports that at least several thousand children were reported to have been taken from those institutions by Russian forces, not allowed to go through some kind of humanitarian corridor to Ukrainian government-controlled territories, but instead taken away to other places that the Russians were occupying in Ukraine or taken directly to the Russian Federation itself.
So what happened to these kids once Russian troops got a hold of them? How were they shipped back to Russia?
In many cases, we don't know the exact circumstances in which these kids were taken, but in general, it's very coercive. Soldiers are coming in, you're being taken away, you're not being given any chances, any choices, any options. You know, it's terrifying. And then we do know from some kids who've been able to get out that they were lied to, that they were told that they were abandoned. In some cases, Ukrainian volunteers tried to evacuate them. We documented a case where a man took an ambulance who tried to get out of Mariupol with 17 children from a sanatorium, and he was stopped by Russian-affiliated forces. They took the kids away. They took them to Russian-occupied Donetsk, and those kids later wound up taken to Russia, where some of them were told that their parents had abandoned them, which was completely false. We also know of kids who were hidden by Ukrainian children's institution directors who didn't want them to be taken away. So they distributed these kids from the institution to the families of staff members who were at the institution so they could pretend they were their own kids, or they pretended they had medical conditions so they couldn't travel or didn't have passports or documentation so they couldn't be taken away.
Well, Ukraine accuses Russia of genocide here, taking these kids, changing their national identities, making them Russian. Transferring people by force is a potential war crime, right? And it's especially thorny with children who can't give consent. How does Russia explain what's happening here?
You're absolutely right that this bears all the hallmarks of the war crime of forcible transfer. When an occupying authority comes into a country, they can't take people and just move them around, much less send them to the home country of the occupying power. Completely, very black and white international law war crime and potential crime against humanity. So actually, back in May of last year, the Russian Children's Rights Commissioner, ironically, met with Putin. And as a result of that meeting, the parliament changed a law allowing these Ukrainian children to be given Russian nationality in order that they could be adopted permanently by Russian families. The narrative is that these are children who were left behind by Ukraine. They weren't protected. They needed help. And, you know, so the Russians have come in and are giving them nationality in big ceremonies where, you know, senior officials in the Moscow region will come and give them their plaques. But what's really happening, again, is that many of these kids are not orphans. And under the pretense of saving these children, they're actually separating them from their families, as well as committing the war crime, apparently, of forcible transfer.
Right. They're not orphans. And in fact, many of their relatives or guardians actually want them back.
Many guardians are desperate to get them back. Very small numbers have been able to be returned to their families. The Ukrainian government is reporting something like 130 have been able to be reunited with their families. But, you know, that is unfortunately a drop in the ocean in terms of the total numbers who've been taken.
What is the hope within Ukraine and within agencies like yours that these children will be recovered and returned to their homeland?
It's not even a question of hope. This is something that has to happen. There needs to be a concerted international effort to get these kids back. The big picture is that these are kids, and some of these are tiny kids, including infants. There's no possibility of some kind of informed consent here. This is a very clear, grotesquely illegal act. The United Nations could be more vocal, more active on this. The Ukrainian authorities are very, very concerned. They're putting out data all the time. But, you know, those cases are very difficult to verify. So I think the only way to move forward is to continue to focus international pressure on this issue to make it a priority to get these kids back to their families.
Bill Van Esveld is Associate Director of the Children's Rights Division of Human Rights Watch. Bill, thank you so much for helping us understand this really important subject.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.